Bourdais got one on Kanaan. He's going to burn it right here.
You see the blocking. DiPaggio's got to think this is his last chance.
Can't get it done there. Can he get it done in the hairpin? There's no way. Montoya will leave it open. Scott Dixon wins at Long Beach for the first time.
That is the sound of Scott Dixon winning the 2015 Toyota Grand Prix Road Race in Long Beach, which hits the pavement again today for the 42nd year in Long Beach, California. As Boston plans and considers its first ever Grand Prix race for this coming Labor Day weekend, we thought we'd hear about the decades-long experience of Long Beach. Like Boston, the Long Beach race is run near the waterfront in a mixed residential and commercial neighborhood. Columnist Tim Grobady of the Long Beach Press-Telegram has written about the Long Beach race for most of its history and told us the race was not completely welcome when it first got started.
A lot of residents complained. I know there was a lot of displeasure with the race in the first probably 3 years. And it was pretty rocky. It wasn't real well organized at the beginning. They were kind of just trying to get the cars on the track and race around. Downtown wasn't a place like it is today where it's very busy and a lot of tourists come down here. In those days, it was more of a blight and no tourists came down here. It was a place to stay away from.
To respond to some of the residential and business concerns, the racetrack itself, the location of the racetrack, has changed over the years.
It's changed. It's moved away from the downtown business district. Downtown is kind of a terraced area here. We have a part that's elevated above where the track is. Now you go down hills, and then you're down on the waterfront. And it used to go up that hill, and the cars would even grab a little air when they came flying up these steep hills to the top part of Long Beach.
So how do residents and businesses handle road closures now and access to their homes and businesses during a race weekend?
There's two parts to that. One part is they're used to it by now, and so they either avail themselves of the fact that there's a great race going on in their front yard. The Grand Prix is pretty good at helping people who are really disgruntled about it. They put them on a bus, and they offer them a day trip out of town. They've gone to Palm Springs or the horse races. That used to be kind of a big draw. There used to be 400 or 500 people, but now this year I think they're down to about a busload of people that want to take off.
So folks have kind of learned to live with the race. There's a peaceful coexistence, or is there still some tension?
I don't think there's much tension anymore. Again, after 40 years, I suppose it'd be like a Boston Marathon. People aren't surprised by it. They know when they move in there that they're moving into a place where for 3 days out of the year there's going to be some disruption.
Overall, is the race a success for the city of Long Beach, culturally, financially?
Financially, I suppose it is. It's a very well-kept secret. They don't announce how many tickets are sold, but it's been operated by the same CEO. We've had the same name sponsor, Toyota, for 40 years. So we haven't had any big changes in terms of operations. It's all the same people have been doing pretty much the same for 40 years.
That's the race organizers. What about for the city itself? Do you think that the city of Long Beach, do you consider this race a success, a plus for Long Beach?
Oh, yeah, I do, and the city does, too. They're very much behind it. It goes a long way to promoting the city. It brings in about $40 million, I think, was the last economic impact report. You know, it's on national TV, and there's a lot of problems with Long Beach in the inner cities, but if you see it on TV, it just looks like a sparkling gem. It's always sunny. It's never rained in the whole 40 years on race day Sunday.
Wow. So, Tim, any advice for the city of Boston as it continues its consideration of the race and gets ready for the race on Labor Day weekend?
Well, I'd feel pretty confident if I was Boston. Again, with your marathon, a big part of it is your special events team. I think Boston probably is used to disruptions of this sort. It'll show the town really nice. I've seen the course layout. I think it would be good for the city. I'm not a big booster of Long Beach or the Grand Prix, but I do think it does show off the city really well. And obviously, you're going to have some problems in your first year. You know, you have to learn how to foot traffic. You know, over the years, they've decided where to put foot bridges, where to put tunnels, where to, make access easier. But again, with your marathon experience, I would think it should run pretty smoothly.
Columnist Tim Grobady of the Long Beach Press-Telegram, a lifelong resident of Long Beach, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.